This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. The Republican Senate is apparently dug in on the new Supreme Court nominee. Could anything undig them? Chief Justice John Roberts last month spoke out with some disgust and impatience about the court's confirmation process, calling upon the Senate to make sure nominees are qualified and to leave politics out of the process. 2 weeks later, Justice Antonin Scalia died, and now President Obama has nominated Judge Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court, who is a respected friend of Chief Justice Roberts. Adam Liptak is the Supreme Court correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, who says, given the unprecedented refusal by Senate Republicans to consider Justice Garland before the election, there may be a moment for Justice Roberts to express his own feelings about the U.S. Senate. It would be, Liptak says, big news.
I don't know if he will speak out, but if he were to, people would certainly listen. It's not an abstract issue for him. He worked with and holds Judge Garland in high regard. They were on the Federal Appeals Court in Washington together. And at John Roberts' own confirmation hearing, he was presented with a case in which Garland had dissented from a Roberts majority opinion. And Roberts, you know, unprompted, said, whenever Judge Garland disagrees with you, you know you're in trouble.
How much do you think that relationship is going to be driving this, in a sense that Roberts may want Garland on this court, not for friendly reasons, but just to eliminate this kind of stridency and division?
Well, if we take Roberts at his word, and he spoke about this just last month, he thinks judges are judges. They're not Republicans. They're not Democrats. They're either qualified or not. And I would think if he means what he says, and those are the right criteria, he would welcome Judge Garland on the Supreme Court.
You know, oddly, that goes exactly what Democratic Senator Al Franken said on the show last week, that he's had it with all of this politics and that his only criteria is if people would look at the nominee and then go, I want nine of those on the court. That really is a throwback to a time that I can barely imagine anymore. But it seems like Roberts is almost in agreement with Al Franken in that.
Right. Now, you might expect Al Franken to say that. Even if he believes it earnestly, you're not surprised to hear a Democratic senator say that. If you were to hear a Republican-appointed Chief Justice of the United States say it, even if it were exactly the same words, it would have a different kind of impact.
Oh, no question. Roberts is, you know, 10 aces in the deck compared to a minority party member of the Judiciary Committee. But it is an interesting principle. Does Roberts have any specific clout other than his gravitas?
No, that's all it is. And I don't really understand politics. I don't know how the Senate works. I would think it would be an enormous moment and they would ignore him too. It does seem like the Republican senators are quite dug in on this. Roberts, when he spoke last month, just 10 days before Justice Scalia died, really worried that the American public is going to get the wrong impression about what the court does by it being spoken of at confirmation hearings and in the confirmation process as a political institution. He very much wants to think that it's above politics, that it's a disinterested judicial legal institution, not a political one. And he thinks these kinds of dragged-on, divisive political confirmation processes do damage to the reputation of the court.
Any hints of what other of the conservative justices might think, particularly Alito?
The only additional hint, and not a particularly conservative justice, is that Justice Kennedy, another Republican appointee, has taken on law clerks from Judge Garland's chambers, as have all of the liberals. He is one of perhaps the leading feeder judge. If Judge Garland vouches for a law clerk, that law clerk is very likely to get a Supreme Court clerkship. And that there's no other judge in America you can say that about.
That's a tantalizing hint. Adam Liptak is Supreme Court correspondent for The New York Times. Thanks so much, Adam.
Great to be here as always.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.